Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Solo Nick podcast for round 24. 1 week of regular season rugby league left to go for 2019. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Hope you enjoyed a good day this special Sunday. Like we said, one round to go, getting towards the end of the season. It's been a long season. Most of us will be happy to see the end of it, I think. The boys this week, 11:34. We're sitting on at the moment. We've wound up with the 12.95 last week, which put us in 793rd overall. 11.34 this week has us in the Young Legends Cup Grand Final. That's right, we've dusted Surge Busters. We've dusted Joe Fitz by just over 50 points. And we will come up against Carlos the Dwarf in the final next week. He dusted Dave VK. Carlos slash Andrew had an 11.83, so nice score there by him, and it'll be a big matchup next week in the granny. The D-Baggers going for their first Young Legends Cup win ever, I think, as far as I can remember. We've got zero trades left, and maybe we should have saved some. We used two last week for no particular reason, and there is going to be some injuries this week, and there's going to be some guys rested. I guarantee it. One of the trades we made last week was to trade Cameron Murray out and pick up Taumalolo, so yep, that was a good one. Cameron Murray scored a double, obviously, tunned up, and we decided to sell him for Taumalolo. So good work there, guys. Good work, coach and staff. Hits, misses, injuries, other. We'll do it all as per normal. Wrap up this four pretty quickly. All right, some of the hits of the week. Payne Haas, 91 points, just beast. Keeps on keeping on. He is having an awesome season. Teddy, 81 with the captaincy on him. You can't complain about that, especially as I was tossing up between Teddy Cook or Ponga for the captaincy. I will take Teddy and I'll take his 81 points. Cameron Smith, 115. Bateman, 85. Latrell, 73. Clemmer, 71. Manu Ma'u, 70. Some pretty solid scores there. Some very nice updates laid in the piece for Ma'u, which is very nice. Some of the misses for the week. Mitchell Moses, Jesus Christ. I'd be better off just playing with it. I would have been better off having no one there and taking an AE, taking Nakora's 30 points as an AE. Would have been better than Mitchell Moses and the 14 points that he could muster up. Turbo, obviously we'll get to him, but we'll give him a break considering he tore his pec. And could only score 2 points. Munster, 39, looks like he's injured as well. Probably shouldn't have played him as a reserve, probably should have played K-Brom or JFH. So yeah, Munster with 39. Ponga with 54. Knights did a demolition job on the Titans, as you would have expected, but Ponga could only score 54 points, and Cookie could only manage 57 over there against the Warriors. Back to the same old story as per usual, where someone on your bench scores far more than some of your players in your 17-man squad. Kenny Bromwich, 86, played really well last week, and he's played really well this week again against Manly with an 86. I'll definitely be playing him this week, especially with Turbo out, potentially Munster out as well. Okay, Turbo and Munster are going to be the key injuries to keep an eye on this week. Turbo is absolutely no chance of playing, and Munster came into the game with a shoulder injury, and I would guarantee that he is not playing this week. So I think owners like myself of those two boys, we're going to have to find two replacements for this week. CHT from the Warriors, he's done for the rest of the year, and TKO as well for the Roosters. I think he's cooked. Probably a couple of other injuries out there as well, but Turbo and Munster are going to be the main ones, I think, of particular Supercoach relevance. All right, let's move on to running through some of the other scores for the week. Cowboys got the W ending the Bulldogs' faint chances of making a run at the finals this year with a 15-8 win up there in North Queensland. Tamalolo scored 67 and Michael Morgan scored 58, and there is zero other relevance in this game. Just as a side note, JT has made a bit of a comeback this week. I think he's in the 11:30s or 11:40s or so, and he's beaten Wenin for the week. So that's how badly Wenin's going. JT, who's literally not even trying, can still beat him for the week. On Friday night, the Rabbitohs got the win against the Warriors 31-10. Like we mentioned earlier, Cameron Murray had a double and turned up standard. Cody Walker, 81, a good return to form for him. And Kenny Marmalo, 54. That's a decent score for owners who stuck with him. You can't be too unhappy about that. The late game Friday night was the Broncos getting home in a golden point over the Eels, 17-16. David Fifita was absolutely huge in this game. Scored a try and had 16 tackle busts. That is just monstrous. 3 line breaks, 16 tackle busts. 116-point outing. Kane Evans scored a try and turned up. Sivo, 89. Good score there with a try, a couple of line breaks. Darius Boyd, 60 points, probably one of his highest scores ever. Gutho did okay with a try assist, a line break, and 2 line break assists for 68 points. And Katoni Staggs was well off the pace, could only manage 29 points this week for people like Joe Fitz who played him. Knights 38, Titans 4. This game went to script, as would be expected. Mitchell Barnett was huge with 111 points with a bunch of attacking stats. Connor Watson turned up also. And Mason Lino did everything but turning up, scoring 99. Jai Arrow was the best for the Titans with 61 points, 33 of those coming in tackles. But the Titans are absolutely cooked. Melbourne thumped Manly 36-6. Obviously, the early injury to Turbo somewhat hampered the Sea Eagles' efforts, but the Storm are just flying at the moment. Minor premiership sewn up, and they'll be very hard to beat come the first weekend of October. Justin Olam scored a hat-trick and scored 116. We mentioned Smithy earlier with 2 try assists, a bunch of goals, 4 forced dropouts, 2 line break assists for 115 points. Pappenhausen turned up with 107 and had 116 owners who traded Turbo out for Pappenhausen this week. Looking like Nostradamus after Turbo scored 2. So 105-point swing for those owners there. Shout out to you. Fenua Blake could only manage 40 points here for Manly as they got absolutely pumped. DCE had 58. Jake Turbo and Marty Tapau both had 60 as they got through a bunch of base stats, even though they got demolished. The Roosters 22-6 over the Panthers. Sam Verrills looked pretty good out of dummy half there with a try and a try assist, a line break and a line break assist to go along with his 42 tackles. Viliami Kikau crossed the stripe for the game's first try and scored 77 points. Fisher Harris was pretty good back at lock, 69 points. I'll probably be playing him this week, I think, given those injuries. I think I'm going to be forced to play Crichton again. Scored 62, which is solid, but had the line break and the try assist for the Teddy try early on. So that's 22 points there. So that's 40 points without those attacking stats. Nathan Cleary is absolutely dead, could only manage 30 points. And Joseph Manu, the game just didn't go his way. He could only score 22 points in this one. Okay, the first Sunday game, the Sharkies and the Raiders. This one went deep into extra time with the Raiders getting the win there by a point. Ronaldo scored a double and almost turned up. He could be over 100 in updates. This game has not yet updated. Bateman, another good score, mentioned him earlier, with an 85. CNK came through with an 83. PG, in his last home game, probably played extra minutes and scored 71 points. Bronson Cherry had a try assist to go along with the line break and 65. And Nakora is dead, could only manage 30. You're going to have to be a pretty desperate super coacher to play him in the last week of the season. Although I'm fairly certain it's Sharkies versus Tigers in the final round, which could almost be a play-in game for that 8th spot. So that should be a pretty exciting matchup there. Okay, last game of the round this afternoon saw Wests have a pretty decent win over the Dragons, 42-14. Momorowski, Jesus, that's a score, 144 points, had a triple, kicked 7 goals, a couple of line breaks, huge score there for Mommy. Benji turned up with 102, Luke Brooks just missed the ton with a 96, Karen McInnes was the Dragons' best with 69, Widop had 68 with a try. What do we got here? Nofo with the 60, Maddo with a 53, where's old mate Masters? There he is, 19, Jesus Christ, these are... That's ridiculous. 19 points, 8 tackles, 1, 2, 6 runs, and that's it. That's all he could do. And Joshy Kerr, for all those people who had SJ with a late withdrawal, Joshy Kerr coming through with 12 points as an AE. Well done, mate. Well done. You will have a few super coaches fuming there. Right, that's the wrap for round 24. Like we said, the boys are sitting on about 11:30. I think it might even be slightly above par, to be honest. There's a fair amount of scores in the high thousands, so I think if you're anywhere above 1,100, you're doing okay this week. Let's have a quick run-through of the games coming up in round 25. Souths and the Roosters on Thursday night. That should be a good game. Para and Manly, and then Melbourne and North Queensland on Friday night. Let's hope some of those Storm players go quite big against the Cows at home. Early game Saturday, Raiders and the Warriors. The Raiders will be playing for top three there, top four at least. Bulldogs and the Broncos, pretty much a dead rubber. Broncos are guaranteed of the playoffs now, playing in the finals. The Titans and the Dragons, Saturday night from Cbus Super Stadium. There will be no one watching that game. West Tigers and Sharks play the early game there on Sunday, and then Penrith play the Knights in the last game of the round. So let's have a quick look at the ladder, how it sits. I'm always interested at this time of year to see who can sneak into finals and who can't. So the Knights are on 22 points, but if the Sharkies are playing the Tigers, one of them is going to win or at least draw and jump up to 25 or 26 points. So the Knights are cooked. They can't make it. Even if they win this game, they'll only go to 24 points, but one of the Sharks or the Tigers is going to jump up. So that's a play-in game. That's going to be an awesome game Sunday afternoon. West Tigers versus Sharks at Leichhardt. Winner makes the finals. For the loser, the season is done. Storm have got the minor premiership wrapped up. Roosters have got second place wrapped up. Raiders and Rabbits will battle it out for third and fourth, but on points differential there, I can't see Manly jumping up and taking over the Rabbits spot there. Unless the Rabbits get an absolutely toweling by the Roosters on Thursday night. Manly-Para, that's a tough matchup for Manly. If Para can get that win by 22 points or more, they'll jump up to fifth. But either way, they'll have a home elimination final against either the Broncos, Sharks or Tigers. So round one of the finals is shaping up as being Storm. Potentially you're playing the Rabbits, the Roosters and the Raiders. Manly taking on the Sharks or the Tigers, and then the Eels taking on the Broncos. So looking like some good matchups there. Plenty to play for. Storm and the Roosters don't have anything to play for this week, so it'll be interesting to see if they rest any of their players. Captaincy options leading into round 25. I think you've got... I mean, it's hard to go past Teddy, but straight up Thursday night against Souths, that's a tough choice. Cameron Smith against North Queensland. Presuming Smithy's named, I find it very hard to go past Smith against the Cowboys on Friday night. Payne Haast is obviously on fire at the moment and coming up against the Dogs. There's a chance of an attacking stat there for him. You'd be crazy to go with anyone else. Maybe Bateman against the Warriors. I think Smith, Bateman or Haast are the captaincy choices this week. I wouldn't be looking too far outside of those three. No reason to get too cute, especially when Smith's been scoring very well and he's up against the Cowboys at home this week. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you back at the same time slot next week for a wrap-up of the season.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.